Alexandre Dumas, Alma Marceau, Anatole France, Anvers, Argentine, Arts et Métiers, Anne Gennevilliers-Lécoty, Assemblée nationale, Beauvalier, Pantin, Quatre Chemins, Avenue Émile Zola.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com. And today's guest is Adam Fisher. Good afternoon, Adam. Thank you very much for coming in.
Good afternoon, Mr. English.
This is a track by you at the moment,
yes,
playing from an EP of yours. What do we call it? Metro EP.
Yes.
And basically, you contacted me, first of all, as a result of hearing, I think, about the Ems Bar recordings by Sandra Cross, the Buffet Bar announcements.
Yes.
And you had a project which, it's not really similar, but it's kind of related, in that I think you started to break the Guinness... You tell me.
Okay. Well, there is an official Guinness World Record for visiting every station on the London Underground as quickly as possible. As mad as that may sound, it is an official world record, and I've tried so far 11 times to break it. Now, I've completed the system. I've been to every single station in one day. But
how many stations is that?
There are 270 on the current configuration.
Right.
But I haven't come close to the record as yet. The current record is 16 hours, 29 minutes and 13 seconds.
And who's got that? Who did that?
A chap named Andy James and his sidekick Steve Wilson.
How can you have a sidekick for such a thing? How does that work?
Well, it's just whoever's mad enough to want to do it with you in the first place.
So they try and do it together?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. It is better that you do it as part of a team as well, because there is actually quite a lot of work to do, because you have to take photos of each station, maintain a logbook, writing down the arrival and departure times from each and every station, any other public transport used, and you have to ask the public for witness statements every once in a while.
Oh, really?
They'll write down that I am an upstanding member of the public, and this person was.
Well, that must be quite time consuming, doing all that stuff.
Yes.
I mean, is this basically whilst you're waiting for the next train?
It's on the trains as well. So if you can delegate all these duties to more than one person, then that's better.
So it might seem an obvious question, but presumably you have to do it using the trains.
Yes, yes, you do.
Is there any point at which you could say, I don't know, run across a road and, you know, get to a different station that
you
way?
You can, yes. Yes, because, of course, there are several adjacent stations on the network. And so the train only has to arrive at or depart from a station for it to count. So you can arrive at one station, run across a road to another station and leave from that one, and both will be counted.
But you have to leave or arrive at the station on a train?
On a tube train in normal public service, yes.
So you couldn't do it, say, on a motorbike? You couldn't kind of whiz around the streets going to each station? That wouldn't count?
No, you can't. And also, you can run or use other scheduled public transport to go between stations, but the use of any other private transport isn't allowed. Of course, that includes motorbikes, normal bicycles, and roller skates, scooters, anything like that. You either have to be on a bus or a tram or a riverboat, presumably.
Yeah.
Although I'm unaware of anyone who's ever used one of those. Or you have to run.
And you always do it on your own?
No, I've done it on my own quite a few times, but I prefer doing it As part of a team,
right?
Because
okay.
it's just a lot better that way. And of course, when the tube breaks down, which very often does,
right?
And a line suspended or a signal has failed, then it's pretty good for morale, actually, because everyone's saying, okay, how can we go around this problem? We'll go up this line and then circle around or something like that. So there are a lot of ideas to consider if you're.
And how fast have you done it? What's your personal record?
17 hours, 17 minutes, and 25 seconds.
Wow! So that's getting close. Are you getting closer?
Hardly. No.
Oh no! Really?
No.
Oh.
What
makes a difference then? Is it like, are there circumstances, or is there a time of day, or something where it speeds up and you know you kind of it's going well, or do you kind of, or does it not make any difference? Really?
It doesn't really make any difference. No. You have to do it on a weekday because, of course, on a weekend. There are engineering works and places are shut.
Yeah. So how would is it Andy James?
Andy James and Steve Wilson, yes.
How is it that they could do it quicker than you? What is the thing that makes the difference?
It's 30% planning, 70% luck.
Right.
I think at the end of the day, you just have to rely on the tube network to run efficiently. And luckily for them, the day they did it, it did.
Yeah.
Andy's actually a four-time world record holder for this, and Steve has held it 3 times.
Oh, right.
So
they're experts at it, and presumably, what do they keep trimming the time then? Is it they keep breaking their own records?
Yes,
then?
Yes, they do.
Right.
So the tube does have good days, even though it might not seem like that, but it does have good days.
Yeah, yeah. And are you determined to? You think? What do you think? You're going to manage to break this record? You're about an hour out, aren't you?
I am, yes. I don't think I will break it, to be honest. I'm fast losing hope. But I would like to go under 17 hours.
Right.
That's sort of an acceptable fastest time level for the people that do this. And there are quite a few who do it as well.
Yeah.
But
so the whole thing must be down to planning, working out. You're looking at the tube network and saying, okay, if I get off the Jubilee line here and get on the Piccadilly line there, and then you come back to the Jubilee line or something.
Yes.
Is it like that? Is it sort of, you have to develop a strategy for getting through it quickly. Why do you want to do it?
I don't know. Just because.
Because it's there.
Because it's there, yes.
Okay.
Why do people climb mountains? Because they're there.
Yeah. But is there any reason why you singled this project out rather than climbing a mountain, for example?
I can't climb a mountain.
Okay. But you have you like tube stations, or do you have a fascination with trains or something, or
not as such. I mean, I've always liked the underground.
Right.
I've been coming to London on a reasonably regular basis for most of my life. So,
where do you live?
I live in Leicester.
You don't.
I do.
Well, I'm dumbfounded because that's where I come from. And this is live on air. We actually did not know this before the programme started. Although you would have had a clue, because the Emsbar recordings were all recorded between London and Leicester.
They were, yes, but I assumed that it was Sandra who either lived in Leicester or London and was commuting between the two.
Well, she did, but she's been going to visit her mother, and that's when she started to record the announcements. But we're actually both from Leicester.
Oh, I see. Whereabouts exactly?
Well,
because I live in Evington.
Evington, okay.
Yes. Opposite Leicestershire Golf Course. That's where
right.
I live.
Right. Yes. I vaguely know it. The Evington Road. I remember the Evington Road.
Yes. And then it goes up a hill.
Is that sort of Highfields Way?
Yes. No, you go past Highfields.
Spinney Hill Park?
No, not quite. You go past Highfields, and then
Highfields. Okay. Yeah.
And then you go past a mosque on your left.
Yes.
And then you go up a hill, and then there's a crossroads, and then you cross over there. Then there's a golf course on your right.
Okay.
And I live opposite there.
And have you always lived in Leicester?
Yes, I have.
This is amazing. Of all the towns in all the world, you come from Leicester. Okay.
So where did you
live? I actually lived in a village called Tugby on the Uppingham Road.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Which is 12 miles outside Leicester. But Sandra's mother lives in Syston.
Yes.
And that's where she goes down the Melton Road. But we know Leicester very well. I mean, the whole sense of... Anyway, we've digressed a bit, but that is interesting. Okay, so you've actually come into St Pancras today, presumably.
I have, yes.
All right. So tell me more. So you've pursued this project of trying to break the Guinness World Records, but you've also gone to other cities in the world, haven't you?
I have, which might seem even more pointless because Guinness World Records won't consider traversing a metro underground subway system as quickly as possible as a record because there are just so many of them, uh-huh. apart from New York.
Right. Hmm. So there are records for which cities then?
London and New York and that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So they don't count places like Paris?
No.
Okay. But you have tried to do this sort of... this project of getting to every station in a few cities, haven't you?
Yes. Paris, Madrid, Amsterdam, Rotterdam, Lille, Tyne and Wear... was one of them as well.
Right.
But also Chicago. And okay. Because Chicago was very interesting because I told someone there I was going to do it, and he writes the main transport blog there.
All right.
And so he asked me to write about it for him, and then it became the most hotly debated topic of last year. 84 comments were posted on it total.
Okay.
And then three students a while later, having read about what I'd done, they tried to do the same, but they were 21 minutes out.
Right.
And then they had some media exposure, and then my name started to be dropped as the record holder.
Uh-huh. But even though
it isn't an official record in Chicago, it might as well be because they were always
right.
treating it as such. And then I had an email from the Chicago Transit Authority. Saying our president is aware of what you've done and would like to write to you personally and congratulate you on an unorthodox use of public resources. And so I had this letter and also a Chicago styled platform sign with my name on.
Fantastic. What you a custom made one that you own the sign, or it's actually
yes.
in situ? It's not in situ. They haven't named a station after you, or something.
No. I'd be slightly worried if they did that.
Yeah. Well, that's fascinating. So, that's the end of that track. What were we listening to there? Actually,
we were listening to Metro by AFS, which is me and my friend Ananem. And
what's AFS? What's that?
And just three letters out of my name.
Okay.
I couldn't think of anything good.
That's all right. That's good.
And so we were doing... at the time that we were... that I was planning last year to go to Paris and visit every station, we happened to be writing this song. I sent her something, she sent it back reading metro stations out, and I thought, aha, this could be very timely. So we finished it, and then we put it on YouTube the week before I went out for an extra promotional tool. And then I was teaching it to my friend there.
Teaching it in what way?
Because she plays guitar a bit. So,
oh, I see. You're just teaching the track. I see.
I was teaching
okay.
her how to play because we were listening to nothing else for about 5 days, and then I suddenly thought, hang on, what about playing this live in Paris? I was told it was really off the wall, and Parisians might not understand it. And I thought, that's all the encouragement I need. I want to do it.
Hi.
And then I. And then I was looking into securing a gig, but I only had the one song. And then I thought, what about asking various people I know mm-hmm. if they'd like to write a song about a metro system of their choice and submit it. And luckily I had 12 pieces, enough to make a compilation album out of them, which is called the Metro EP, and all the artists are under the name 1000 Stations.
Right.
And
so is it like a collective thing now where you're you under the umbrella of 1000 Stations, you there's a group of people all doing the same thing. Do they all they also have to do this thing of trying to get round stations as quickly?
No,
they're just musicians or something. Yeah.
Yes, they wouldn't do it. No.
Okay.
Although one of them did come to two stations of the Madrid Metro with me, but that was it.
Yeah. And so what do you, are you, do you call yourself an artist or a musician, or you do this as art? Is it an art, you know, like a landscape art or something? Or?
Not quite. No. I wouldn't really know what to call myself, to be honest.
Right, that's good. So you, right, fair enough. You don't try and categorise yourself. You just do what you do because you want to do it.
Yes.
Okay. But you obviously are some sort of musician because you've written a song. So that, but is this your only song? This the long track?
Oh no! I have a few others. I'm part of a band called GRR as well.
Okay,
and, we have an album called Some Other Times, and I've released a couple of solo records again as AFS. One's called Mother's Day, based around some sample of a Canadian man discovered at a garage sale in Winnipeg, and we no one knows anything about him. So that's quite nice. And then, I have another song called The Prince, which I actually wrote quite a while before I knew that the royal wedding was taking place last year. But then I thought actually that could be a good time to release it.
Yeah.
So
how did it go?
So I did that. it's been viewed on YouTube about 49 times.
Oh, right. Okay. All right.
So,
shall we listen to some other tracks from this EP, the Metro EP?
Oh yes, please.
So you've selected some, which can you tell me anything? We're going to play track 7.
Yes, this is by Vicky. It's called Are Flora, which means as like Flora says in Greek. And it's about the Athens Metro. I met Vicky when I was backpacking in the Benelux. One time we stayed in the same hostel, I thought of her when I was preparing this, and then she recorded something in Greek and sent it over.
Okay,
so that was great.
Can we go?
Estás invitado a un viaje. Una jornada por el metrópolis que es Madrid. Así comenzamos nuestro viaje.
And that's the track.
No.
That was quite short.
That was actually Metropolis. That's the Spanish one. That was number 3.
My mistake then. I've obviously picked the wrong track. It should have been track 7 then. I thought it was track 7.
Well, that was.
Well, let's go with track 7 then, which is CD1.
Η Φλόρα ξεκινάει να πάει στο μαγαζί. Από τον έναν Άγιο στον άλλο, δεν το άνοιγε πιο δίπλα η χαζή. Άγιο Αντώνιο, Άγιο Δημήτριο, κάθε μέρα ίδια διαδρομή. Θέλει δεν θέλει πια η Φλόρα, ξέρει απ' έξω την κόκκινη γραμμή. Τα ονόματα των στάσεων ξέρει απ' έξω και ανακατοτά. Γιατί τις περιοχές τριγύρω δεν είδε ποτέ από κοντά. Πάντα περνούσε από κάτω, στριμωγμένη στο σειρμό. Κουβαλούσε ένα τέτρις, σταυρόλεξα, κανά χυμό. Μα το αγαπημένο της παιχνίδι ήταν να ταξιδεύει. Λες και ανέβαινε επάνω και τους χώρους να μπερδεύει. την Ακρόπολη έψαχνε, της Βουλής στο κτίριο, και φυσικά δεν το έβρισκε, ήταν ένα μαρτύριο. Ζυγκρού Φίξ κατέβηκε να δει τον Παρθενώνα. Και πήγαινε αργά αργά, λες κι ήταν χελώνα.
So which one? That was Athens?
Yes, Aure Flor by Vicky Vicky. And
okay.
The one that you played just before that, thinking it was that, was Metropolis by HB, which was about Madrid.
Okay. And what are we going to hear now? Which one is this?
This one is Keep Moving by an artist who's been on Resonance FM before, Ben Faze.
Okay. And which city is this one from?
London.
Yes, it sounds like London. Hmm. So who's that by? Ben?
Ben Faze. He's a tube escalator engineer by day.
Oh, really?
And of course, that grants him access to behind the scenes of the network. And then he obtains recordings and samples from all over the place, and then sets them all to music, makes music out of them.
All right.
I was actually put onto him by the same person who told me about the Ems Bar recordings.
Oh right.
Because he's a worker at Leicester Station, and I see him quite a lot, and I told him about this, and he said, "Oh yeah, there's a chap called Ben Faze you might be interested in,"
uh-huh.
and he also gave me the Ems Bar recordings too.
Right, that's interesting. So what are your plans then? What's next in the pipeline apart from trying to? Are you going to try again to break the record?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll succeed, but I'll certainly try. But as far as music goes, I'm hoping to release this Metro EP very soon.
Right.
And then seeing how that goes. We've done a few gigs already. So
right.
And it's sounding pretty good, I think. So.
And there is a video going with the Paris Metro one, isn't there? Is it on YouTube? Or?
It is. Yes. It isn't very good. It was very hastily assembled.
Right.
The week before I went there. We'll probably redo it at some stage.
I mean, there is something good about the names, isn't there, of the stations? I mean, it's very interesting to. I mean, photographically, you could sort of focus on the names of them. I think the existing one misses out quite a few, doesn't it? It seems to just stick to one or two names, as far as I remember.
Yeah.
So, do you have a website or anything? If anyone wants to look this stuff up.
Well, yes. My own personal website is myspace.com/AFSElectronica.
Mm-hmm.
The Metro EP thing has a Twitter at the moment, which is twitter.com/1000stations.
Right. Well, we could quickly... probably got time to play some of the Glasgow one.
Okay.
Which is track 9, I think. Who's this by?
This is by ACD, who's a friend of mine. I've played music with her in 3 different countries so far.
Okay.
And yes, it's this is just such a great song. It's just simply brilliant.
Okay.
Painted tenants, please, pal. Onwards to Partick, cross the Clyde to Govan. In Ibrox, I wonder if the pub is even open. It smells of fish and fish, look. Whizzing onwards on the clockwork. By Kenning Park, I'm already swaying. Past the path, onto the pub. Shields Road, West Street, Bridge Street. They're all the one to me. We have some subterranean japes before St. Ina, the Times Square of Glasgow.
Okay, well, you've been listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM. Today's guest was Adam Fisher, with talking about the Thousand Stations project.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Adam, for coming in.
And, thank you, Mr. English.
Good luck with your next attempt.
Thank you.
It would make a good film, actually. It would be quite good to chase around, following you around with a camera and seeing how you achieve it.
I don't know if the crew could keep up with me.
Okay, thanks, Adam. Bye.
In Cowcaddens, there's no one accompanied me. My George's Cross go back out west. In Kelvin Bridge, scrambling up to the doublet. Hillhead, last stop, crawling to Ashton Lane. Discovered the city at Bluebird's 50, round once and back to again.